Lion of Judah, come forth and take us in. Lion of Judah, Lion of Judah, come forth and take us in. We surrender to your will. Have your way, take us in. We surrender to your will. Have your way, take us in. Lion of Judah, Lion of Judah, come forth and take us in. Lion of Judah, Lion of Judah, come forth and take us in. We surrender to your will. Have your way, take us in. We surrender to your will. Have your way, take us in. We need your spirit, your precious spirit. Come forth and take us in. Sweet Holy Father, Heavenly Father, come forth and take us in. We surrender to your will. Have your way, take us in. We surrender to your will. Have your way, take us in. We surrender to your will. Have your way, take us in. 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 Have your way. 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 Take us in. Our Father, all of heaven roars your name. Sing louder. Let this place erupt with praise. Can you hear it? The sound of heaven touching earth. The sound of heaven touching earth. Our Father, all of heaven roars your name. Sing louder. Let this place erupt with praise. Can you hear it? The sound of heaven touching earth. The sound of heaven touching earth. Our Father, all of heaven roars your name. Sing louder. Let this place erupt with praise. Can you hear it? The sound of heaven touching earth. The sound of heaven touching earth. Spirit, break out. Break our walls down. Spirit, break out. Heaven, come down. Spirit, break out. Break our walls down. Spirit, break out. Heaven, come down. King Jesus, you're the name we're lifting high. Your glory shaking up the earth and sky. Revival, we want to see your kingdom here. We want to see your kingdom here, King Jesus. You're the name we're lifting high. Your glory shaking up the earth and sky. Revival, we want to see your kingdom here. We want to see your kingdom here. Spirit, break out. Break our walls down. Spirit, break out. Heaven, come down. Spirit, break out. Break our walls down. Spirit, break out. Heaven, come down. King Jesus, you're the name we're lifting high. Your glory shaking up the earth and sky. Revival, we want to see your kingdom here. We want to see your kingdom here, King Jesus. You're the name we're lifting high. Your glory shaking up the earth and sky. Revival, we want to see your kingdom here. We want to see your kingdom here. So Spirit, break out. Break our walls down. Spirit, break out. Heaven, come down. Spirit, break out. Break our walls down. Spirit, break out. Heaven, come down. Spirit, break out. Break our walls down. Spirit, break out. Heaven, come down.
Turning it over to the host. Host, are you there?
Hallelujah. Yes, yeah, I am here. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, loud and clear.
Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Spirit, break out. Break our walls down. Spirit, break out. Heaven, come down. Glory to God. Thank you so much, Minister Keisha, for allowing God to use you in worship this morning. Just, I tell you, just bringing us before his presence in worship. Thank you, thank you, and thank you, Minister Simone up in that Vancouver arena, allowing God to use you with the joy of the Lord in your heart on this Jesus Joy Thursday. Thank you for that wonderful tag and feeding and greeting everyone with the love of the Lord in your heart. Good morning, good morning, good morning, TMC family. This is Brenda Terrell, residing here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast. And you guys, look, I tell you, the joy of the Lord is definitely in my heart this morning. It's 54 degrees down here this morning, you guys. And I'm telling you, I am feeling the Spirit of the Lord this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let me share a little bit about this call. It started back in October 2010, and yes, we are approaching our 12th year. I am so excited. I'm telling you guys, get ready, because the last week of October, we're going to celebrate, and we want you to be a part of it. So mark your calendars. We want you to be in the place, because God, we're expecting God to do some great and mighty things through this call in that month, especially on that week. So anyway, back then in 2010, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. Pecola Roberts said yes to the master. And with their yes, they stood on God's word, Psalm 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." And our mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Now, we definitely have a website you can go to any time of the day or the hour. It is themasterscall.net, themasterscall.net. And you'll notice that all the messages have been archived there, as well as the bios of our speakers. Now, here we are in September, but yet we got a theme that we've been dwelling on all year long, and it's still fresh on our minds. And it says, in 2022, God is requiring immediate obedience in all he instructs us to do. For with immediate obedience, we continually experience restoration, divine protection, creative miracles, and strategic breakthroughs. Hallelujah. So yes, God is doing some great and mighty things with us, through us, and in us. Now, you many of you say, okay, I've been with you guys for some time now, and I'm ready to be a part of the ministry. Guess what? It's a safe place. Come on board. We invite you to come and share with us. You can greet, as Minister Simone did so wonderfully. You can host, which is what I'm doing. And then you may even have a song in your heart and melodiously sing unto the Lord, as Minister Keisha did. You might even have a word in your heart to share with each and every one of us that God has placed in your belly. Send your information to info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net, and Dr. Vanessa would gladly get back with you. Now, what got us together is this awesome, amazing health and wellness company called Artist International, which has been established well over 30 years by the Diaz de Leon family. It is Artist Life now, and you can get with the person that invited you to call. They'll share more information with you. But better still, here we have a call that comes up every Monday through Friday right after this call, and to give you more information about these amazing products. And today is Testimonial Thursday. So the wonderful director, Deborah Smith, will be the host on that call today. That number is 667-770-1525. Again, 667-770-1525. The PIN is 294-617-POUND, 294-617-POUND. And if you have a carrier that wants to charge you, well, you dial this number first to avoid charges. And that number is 716-293-9707, 716-293-9707. Well, I tell you, if you're ready like I am, we have a little dynamic lady that's been with us for quite some time, and she has a heart of gold. She loves the Lord with all her heart. She loves to serve her community. She is the woman of God that says, "Lord, here I am. Use me." And you don't find too many people like that. But in this powerful little lady, She has, like I mentioned, a heart of gold. She has served as a national council with the Negro women. She has served in her area in the Bronx. She has served as with the New York State. She has served. She has served. She has served. And guess what? She is still serving. She is a woman of God who has placed her heart, her soul, and her mind and geared it towards the Lord. And we love and appreciate her. So the next voice after I pray will be none other than Minister Honorable Cynthia Cox from the Bronx, New York. Let's pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you, oh God, that you have brought us here once more and again. We give your name glory. We give your name praise because we come to realize, Lord, that it's in you that we live, we move, and we have our very being. We thank you, Father God, for your grace and your mercy. We thank you, Father, for the peace that surpasses all understanding. We thank you, oh God, for Dr. Vanessa and Dr. Pete Piccola. We thank you, oh God, for the people of God that you have brought together this morning. And most of all, Father, we thank you for Minister Cynthia that you have brought this morning, Lord God, to bring us a word from on high. So we ask you, Father, for a double portion of your anointing to fill this communication sanctuary like never before. Father, Spirit of the living God, break out. Oh, my Lord, we thank you for breaking our walls down, for breaking them down that we all will hear what the Spirit has for us this morning. Heaven, come down that our ears will hear what the Spirit has for us this morning. Thank you, oh God, for the Spirit of the living God ruling and dwelling among us in this hour, in this season. And Father God, as we come together in unity, Father God, we will go out and be your ministers in the marketplace, doing what you called us to do, Father God, not so much as what man, because our faith is not in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. So we thank you for this woman of God. Thank you for overpowering her with your anointing like never before. And we'll be careful to give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' mighty, mighty, awesome name, hallelujah and amen. Minister Honorable Cynthia Cox, are you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, woman of God. Take it away.
Good morning, Minister Brenda Terrell. Thank you for that powerful introduction. I don't know who you talk about, but it's a good thing. God bless you. Thank you so much. Let me just say this morning, let us make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Joyful noise this morning. We woke up. Amen. Amen. And thank you, Minister Simone, for greeting us this morning with such Jesus joy. We appreciate you and all that you do. So Jesus, joy Thursday. Thank you, Minister Keisha, for praise and worship. We so appreciate you, the Spirit. Break out. Hallelujah. Break out. Hallelujah. Thank you. Breaking out. And we thank you so much for that praise and worship. I want to honor our two amazing co-founders this morning. I so appreciate them. So that said, obey and trust God, and we will make it work. Hallelujah. I thank you this morning. I can't thank you enough. Hallelujah. Well, I just want to say, too, thank the Diaz de Leon family for connecting us all here on this, sharing our life with us. So we are so grateful this morning. We are so grateful. So I am so thankful that I have, I'm on October the 8th, I will be completing my 14-year with Artis. So I am grateful. I am so grateful this morning. I thank God for being healthy. That's important right now. Very important. So I'm thanking God, and I'm always sharing this Artis Life products. I take my bottle anywhere I go. So they did think that's a pocketbook, but it's a healthy bag. Thank you so much. I won't be before you long, but I'm just grateful to take this time. I'm humbled this morning because, you know, this is a beautiful thing that you can do. And I tell everybody on that call, when we on that call, say your name. When I got on the phone, about 13 people, I didn't hear a lot of y'all saying good morning. You got to say good morning. God woke us up this morning. He didn't have to, but he did. So we want to give thanks to him. And not subject to the patient under construction. Patient under construction. So we are under construction right now. We just thanking God. We want to make sure that we understand that God gives us another day. We ain't got time to be praying. Hallelujah. We got to say thank you, Lord. Thank you. I don't want nothing. I just want to thank you this morning. Hallelujah. I'm going to come from scripture. My scripture coming from Psalms 37:7 says, be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret when people succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes. 8 says, be formed from anger and turn from wrath. Do not fret. It leads only to evil. 11 said, but the meek will inherit the land. Enjoy peace and prosperity. Let me say again, patient under construction. I'm right. I'm under construction right now. So I just say, also you can read 9 and 10 at your time because I just want to read those that just touched me at time. So let's pray again. Dear Lord, instead of me working hard to get everything just right, please allow you to, your Holy Spirit, to do the work in me. Instead of me desiring my ideals and perfection, help me to desire to please you. In Jesus' name we pray. Patient under construction. We have to understand this world. I tell you, so many things are going on, but if you pay attention to God, you have to, your mind has to stay focused on him. Like Dr. Vanessa said, you have your prayer life, God, your prayer life, your prayer life and everything around you, just got it. Because things are just so much coming and you got to be ready. You got to be ready when you come. If you ever been around construction sites where a building and going up and where they're changing, are being made to the highway or the streets of New York City, you know it can be a mess, and the process can seem to be taken forever. Where I live in the Bronx, it's under construction. I have to have patience. When I pass a site on a regular basis, I check the process. There's a different phase of construction. Each time I think to myself, I don't like them. They're not moving. They move a little too slow. I want to see more progress. I'm so impatient sometimes, frustrated. I felt like saying, is this never going to be what it is? Should it be? But of course it didn't. Even though I looked like it's a disaster, that was never going to be finished. I know I was part of the process. It would take time. I had to have patience under construction. In the same way, you have to see things that are messy, things you struggle with, things that seem to have a place in your life, is simply is under construction. Amen? It doesn't mean it's not going to work out, that the water in your living room, the mud on your floor, the disappointments and the betrayal of false friends and the delay. You may never think it's going to be, but you have to understand what is God time. Like things, but they are all part of the process. You're under construction. You seem to become all you were created to be without some messy places. Under trained eyes, construction sites can look disorganized and demanding. But to the architect, it's no big deal. But we think so. They don't worry. They dwell in the praying. They know exactly where it is going. Your architect is the most high God. He's designed to specific plans for your life. So Ephesians 2:10 says, well, we are God's masterpiece. We have created in us a new Christ, Jesus, so we can do good things and be planted in it long ago. I'm currently under instruction right now. I thank you, Lord, for patience. There comes a saying that says, I'm not who I want to be, but God, thank you. I'm not where I used to be. Amen. I love because it reminds me how we were under construction. We are all working on progress. Right now, God is busy making each of us one of his, into us, who he wants us to be. That's a good thing. Just the Philippians 1:6 says, promise God is not going to quit in the middle of a job. He's not going to stop his work until he is complete. Patient under construction. He's not going to stop with us. We have to hold on to the promises and be patient for the results of his time, knowing it's worth the wait. Paul said in Ephesians that you are a masterpiece. Are you a masterpiece? You may not be there quite yet, but instead living with negative records in your mind that say you don't measure up, or beating yourself up for the mistakes you have made, changing your attitude to say, I'm a masterpiece in the making. That's what you have to say about yourself. I'm a masterpiece in the making. I may be struggling in some areas in my life. Yes, I'm struggling right now. Sometimes some of the sermons that I hear, it touches my heart. It's getting me emotional. I say, Lord, have mercy. And I have to say, Minister Cassidy, clown it all joy. But I know the secret. God is still working on me. Yes, he is. He's still working on me. I'm under construction. Are you under construction? Think about your life. Hallelujah. I'm going. I'm coming up higher and higher. I know that that's what God wants me to do. He's put me in a place right now. He's going on to finish. You may have to look beyond your mess and see your masterpiece. But patience under construction. Having faith in God and his promise to finish the work he has begun will give you a patience needed not to only survive, but to thrive during every phase of your construction. And when we move more slowly than you expected, or seem quiet, like nothing's happening, but that God is still with you, making you, and he's at work creating the best version of who you are becoming. But sometimes we think God is a little slow, but he's on time. He might not come when you want to, but he's an on-time God. Sometimes people are doing things in your life. You say, oh, my God, why is this? But God already knows. He says, let me show you how this is going to work. He said, be still, Cynthia Cox, be still. Hallelujah. That's why I adopted that song, 46:10. Be still and know that I'm God. So he is in control of everything. He's working out. He created me in a version to whom I have to become. But you have to trust him in the process, because there will be some phases where you think it don't look. But God's in control. You think that it's all what is invisible. That's when you have to see yourself through God. Even without you, your life might not think it's right, but God already knows what's going to happen. He knows day by day what's going to happen, so we have to have patience under construction. Look at a great through your natural eyes during the phase. Remember that you're under construction. When it looks like the floor from the floor, as Dr. Rebecca said, and it's a hot mess today, That's a beautiful thing. God is not finished with you. Some days you look back over your various stages of your construction and understand the need for each one. That's why each stage took so long. So as Brother Mark would say about your heart got to be right. You have to have a giving heart, a loving heart, a sharing heart. It's right there. So at the moment when you kept it to be impatient with the process, you remember God promised to finish it. What he started, wait for him with joy and expectation. Was patience is under construction. You have to have patience. You have to have it all. God is good. I'm currently under construction. I thank God for my patience. I thank him for all he has done for me. Hadn't been for God on my side, where would I be right now? God is good. He's a God of, he never changes. He's the same today, tomorrow, and always. He never gives up on us. We might give up on him, but our life, our patience under construction. So right now, we got to understand what God has put us. He's on this call. We have always going to be 12 years. So I've been here 12 years. I'm under construction. But in my life, I would never think I would be doing this. But God, glory to God. So I trust and obey him. When I walk with the Lord in the light of his word, what his glory is shed on my and my way, while we do the good will, and I will always do what he wants, I will trust and obey. It's not a burden. It's not sorrow. But it's our time in life that we need to trust and obey and have patience under, our patience under construction. Trust and obey God for all that he asked. He asked us to be, it's like last evening I was in Manhattan at an event with Reverend Sharpton. And some lady said, oh, Minister Cox. She said, oh, I didn't know you, Minister. I said, yeah, God has a lot of hats. You have to trust and obey what God has for you. You have to see, he gave us a lot of gifts, but, you know, he gave us five senses, so he gave us a lot of gifts, so we have to understand where you're coming from in life. You have to, one thing I can say as I travel the road of helping others, people look at you and they say, wow. I said, you know, you got to give God praise, because without God, I don't know where I would be. I can only speak for myself. But right now, I thank God. I praise him. Every day, I can't praise him enough. I give him all the praise. I thank him for all he has done, what he's about to do for me, Lord. He's giving me another chance to move forward. Hallelujah. So Jesus says, I want to be like you who obeyed the Father without complaining. Amen. We want to obey God. We want to understand that he is a way maker. He's a way maker. Hallelujah. You have to have patience under construction. So this morning, I want to say to you guys, please wait on the process. Don't be in a hurry, because God got everything. He knows everything. It might not be what you want, but God already knows. He go before you. He's there with you. When I think that I have it going on, God said, no, stop. Be still and know that I'm God. Right now, I want to say to you, patience under construction. Back to you, Minister Brenda.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Minister Honorable Cynthia Cox, patience under construction. To God be the glory. I will be calling you back to close us out with the benediction. Let's go before the Lord in prayer over our prayer request. Oh Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Father, you have placed your glory above the heavens, and out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, you have ordained strength. We thank you, O God, that you have been our dwelling place throughout all generations. And Father God, to this day, you've never left us nor you've forsaken us. And we thank you, oh God. We thank you, Father God, for this woman of God who have poured out to us to remind us, Lord God, that we have to be patient, Lord God. And as she spoke, I could hear in my spirit, Lord, your word where it says, love is patient and is kind. Thank you, Father God, for your patience. Thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you for your tender mercies. Thank you for your greatness. Thank you for your everlasting love, oh God. Thank you for this woman of God who have poured to us. Thank you for pouring back into her like never before, oh God. Thank you for the virtues of grace, mercy, and love overshadowing her. Thank you for blessing her going out and her coming in from this day forth, even forevermore. We ask you in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you pour into those that are having health challenges right now. We're calling them healed by the blood of Jesus Christ. No weapon formed against them shall prosper. Every tongue rise against them will cease. We know, Lord, you're one who watches over your word to perform it. Your word tells us, Lord God, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you, and by your stripes we were healed. So we're standing on your word, Father God, and we're claiming everyone who are going through health challenges on our prayer list. They are healed in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for placing your arms around those that are going through with bereavement, Father God. The Archibald family is one that comes to mind, Father God. I know that there's Jody's family and Kamalia's family, Lord God, Morel family and Denisha's family, Bethune family, and there are so many, Father, Robin's family. There are many, Father, that have been coming back and forth to us, Lord God. You know who they are. We're asking you, Father, that you place your loving arms around them and let them know, Father God, that their loved ones are with you, Father God. Strengthen them, empower them, and encourage them, Father God, that they have the patience, even as they're going through construction, Father God, that all is well in Jesus' name. We ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you strengthen and empower those that are on this call. We ask that you continue to bless them and keep them and bring them in perfect peace as their minds stay on you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we ask that you continue to bless the Artist Life family, Father God, that you empower, that you encourage, that you strengthen, Father God, the family, Lord God, the Diaz de Leon family, Lord God, all the workers and all the laborers, Lord God. We ask that you just empower like never before, from this day forth, even forevermore, in Jesus' mighty name. We say thank you, Lord, because with you, all things are possible. We give your name praise. We give your name glory. And we say hallelujah and amen. Well, my TMC family, to hear this playback, the playback number is 712-432-1085, 712-432-1085. The PIN is the same, 957-677-pound. And then, as I mentioned, today is Testimonial Thursday. On the morning motivational call, that number is 667-770-1525. The PIN is 294-617-POUND. And we're just right now, we want to say, Lord, thank you right now for touching those that are going through Hurricane Ian in the mighty name of Jesus. And we call them, Father, covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. And so we are asking that we continue to pray for those that are going through that storm in Jesus' mighty name. We thank you, Lord, and we know that all is well in Jesus' name. And also that we ask that you join us tomorrow and get ready. Start sharing with everybody about our 10th anniversary. It'll be the last week of October. We'll be celebrating. So start telling people to get ready. Oh, it's going to be a powerhouse. And we're expecting to hear and see you in the place. Again, my name is Brenda Terrell. I love each and every one of you. Thank you so much, Minister Simone, for seating and greeting everyone with the love of the Lord in your heart this morning. And thank you again, Minister Keisha, for allowing God to use you in praise and worship this morning. And again, Honorable Minister Cynthia Cox, thank you for allowing God to use you this morning. Patience under construction. Would you come back and close us with the benediction?
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Minister Brenda Terrell. We so appreciate you, Minister Keisha, Mrs. Simone, all my team. Hello. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. I love you guys. Heavenly Father, when I'm discouraged by your circumstance and patient with my progress, I will hold on to your promises in Philippians 1 and 6 that you will not stop seeking me. I will look for joy in every phase of my construction, knowing that I look to you, the architect of my life. I will continue to become all was intended to be. I believe I am that masterpiece in the making. I will enjoy the journey and honor you in all the ways. In Jesus' name we pray. Go out and enjoy the rest of your day. God bless you. Mm-hmm.